Hello and welcome to the Beatles World Cup. We are knee deep in Beatles songs that have not made it through, literally dozens and dozens of them so far, as we're putting one a week ahead onto a pedestal to try and find the greatest Beatles song of all time. I'm Chono.
I'm Rob, and I just stepped in a Savoy truffle.
Oh, shush. That still hurts. That still hurts.
A week on.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not talk about that. Let's move forward. We are on Heat 14, and we have got four randomly selected songs that we pulled out last week. Rob, you've got those. Could you read them out?
I do. They are Because I'm Looking Through You, Cry Baby Cry, and You Won't See Me.
That almost makes a sentence.
It does. And I was actually wondering about my breathing and timing on all the words, because it was starting to sound sentence-like.
It's very, very odd, but great. Mm-hmm. Let's get into it. It is Heat 14 of the Beatles World Cup. Wow, a real mix, but a good week for you, Rob, because you are such a crazy fan of Rubber Soul.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love this.
Oh, I am loving it already, yeah. Jono.
But before we get there, we've got to get into a little bit of Abbey Road first. Yes. With Because.
Yeah, and oh man, the harmonies here. You know, have you ever heard it as just harmonies with the music stripped out?
Yes.
How good were these guys? You know, honestly, it's a very simple lyric, but that's fine. Just to hear their voices merge and blend and whatever. But then you go back to the musical version with the harpsichord, you know, doing like, it's almost like Moonlight Sonata that it's playing, and just a bit of bass, and this haunting, beautiful thing just comes out of the speakers. And, you know, because it comes before the Abbey Road medley, I sometimes think it's part of the medley, but it's not. Yeah, it's just, just such a beautiful thing. I love it. I really do.
It is beautiful. And they recorded, the three of them recorded it three times. You've actually got nine voices singing those harmonies.
Oh, it's just beautiful to listen to.
It is. It's gorgeous. It's Paul and George's favourite song from Abbey Road, apparently.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
But it does. It is a little bit, it feels like it's kind of not lost, but you don't hear about this one very much.
No, you can only use it in certain scenarios, I guess. You wouldn't put it on a jukebox, for example. or play it at a 21st birthday party.
Or groove to it like Savoy Truffle, you know.
Or indeed, yes.
That kind of thing. Actually, it was on, if I remember correctly, I seem to remember it being on the American Beauty soundtrack.
Oh, you're stretching my memory now. Great movie, but it's... Yeah. Yonk since I've seen that. Oh,
I'm
God.
I remember.
About 20 years, aren't we now?
I'm so obsessed with that movie when it first came out. I think I saw it in the movies like four times.
Really?
I think at the time I thought it was very deep and, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's, well, slightly sullied, I guess.
Kevin Spacey self-abusing in the shower, yes. Spoilers.
I'd forgotten about that, but hey, super moogie, like moog-tastic.
Yeah. It's very harpsichord. I don't know if it was done with a moog, but it's very harpsichord sounding to me.
I think it's both.
Oh,
there's definitely a moog synthesizer in there. It's a bit that's playing sort of right now, which is that sort of.
Oh, that bit. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It is really gorgeous. I wish I should listen to this more often. I feel like it gets lost in the mix of the whole things with all of that. So
it does.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, hey, look, one thing that we definitely are not missing is I'm Looking Through You from Rubber Soul.
Do you want to go lead on this or will I?
Well, can I tell you straight off the bat, the opening, I always think when I hear it, it's like, that's the end of the line, Travelling Wilburys.
Like it's very similar.
It's very similar. Where did George get that idea from?
I wonder. From Paul, evidently.
Hey, look, all I can say is when I listen to this, knowing the background of it, I feel really sorry for Jane Asher. Imagine hearing this.
Yeah, well, she was on her own trip, man, you know, wanting to have her own career, and Paul wasn't so into that idea, you know. I guess that's a typical 60s man kind of attitude, and out comes this. Look, but for me personally, I would think I was about 17 or 18. I was very early into my time at uni. I remember that much. And I was getting into more adult relationships and things like that. It all seems very silly when I look back on it now. But songs like this were all part of that. And you'd sort of have relationships and things didn't work out, or you felt, oh, this person's changed. Yeah. And you hear a lyric like, love has a nasty habit of disappearing overnight. And you think, oh, my God, how does this guy know about this? Because that's my life. How does he know this? You know, that's me. Oh, gosh. And even now, it's one of those songs you can refer to lyrics like, you know, you don't look different, but you have changed. And you know exactly where it's coming from, yeah. Even if you're not still that 17 or 18-year-old having their first big relationship. So I listen to this and I just think of all that sort of stuff. I think, oh, this is just great. I love it. Yeah.
You were above me, but not today.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she was a famous actress.
Yeah, and I think, but isn't it that he was, the next line of that is something like, and now I'm looking down on you. It's very, I mean, look, I'm surprised they didn't split up just there and then. Would you, if you had this mixed with a song we're about to talk about in a couple of songs' time, I mean, it's a pretty grim message. But very cool. It's kind of got that sort of meep, meep with the, what is it? You know, the
oh, it's some sort of keyboard.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It just feels like it's got this sort of darker edge to it.
Yeah, I've always liked it very much for that. Yeah, okay. Particularly coming from Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, great song. Moving on to another one as well. A few albums later, Cry Baby Cry.
Yeah. I think a super underrated song here. It's typical Lennon wordplay. It's got a super White Album feel to it, obviously, because it's off the White Album, but it just sounds like it could be on no other album. This is a White Album song.
Yeah.
It's not one of the great Beatles songs, though. When people talk about great Beatles songs, this wouldn't make a top 10, top 20, top 30, probably top 40. You know, I've never actually made a top 50, but I'm not even sure it would make that. But it's a song I always love to hear when it comes on. I think it's a really nice song.
Yeah.
Yeah, so very hard to sort of describe, but that's the best way I can describe it.
There is so much going on. Again, sort of flagging this as one to listen to on a good pair of headphones. There is so much going on in the mix on this one. So many layers to it. In fact, I'm just feeling like the White Album, because we were talking about When My Guitar Gently Weeps a few weeks back. Same thing, had all these layers to it. I actually just think it's a really bloody well put. Like, everyone talks about Abbey Road being like the technically, you know, perfect sound album. There's actually so much going on in the White Album that, in terms of just levels of layers of music and sound. I need to go back and listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, some of it done better than others. I know we don't want to jump onto other songs, but something like Long, 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 which I love on the White Album, sounds very muffled and muddy to me.
Right.
You know, I don't know whether they just tried to put too much into it and overcook the thing or something. But, yeah, I think they're trying a lot of stuff on that album.
Yeah.
Mm.
Harmonium. Getting the harmonium in again. And obviously all the references to nursery rhymes. So Sing a Song of Sixpence. I want to put it out there and say that. And it's got that really random coda at the end. Take me back to which is technically part of the song.
Yeah.
Or I suppose a hidden track, but, you know.
Yeah. But it's like something completely different.
Yeah. And another sort of one of those versions, like this is kind of like Happiness is a Warm Gun, where it almost feels like it's sort of different songs, bits of different songs put together by John. Obviously his sort of way of thinking, kind of haphazard. Haphazard scattered songs jammed together.
Yeah, I mean, when he's singing Cry Baby Cry, that's sort of one thing, but when we get to the Duchess of Kikori and all that sort of, it sort of changes
Yeah.
Tempo changes everything again. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's good stuff.
Nice. Right, heading back to Rubber Soul again.
Oh, yeah.
You Won't See Me. And every time I hear this song, in my head, I'm going, this would make a great theme song for a Beatles sitcom in the 70s. It's got that real kind of like minder kind of.
I've never thought that in my life, but it's funny.
Could you imagine like a little title sequence with this in the background of, you know, some amusing domestic sitcom?
Yeah, yeah, I can. But I do want to say, Jono, this is cruel because along with I'm Looking Through You, this is another one of those. Oh, my relationship's just gone south, but goddamn, Paul McCartney knows just how I feel. How does he do that? You know, I think Paul's vocal on this is awesome. Yep. The bass is godlike and melodic. Again, it's about Jane Asher, like the other song. So good. So good, Jono. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Their longest track up to this point. Did you know that?
I would have never thought of that in a million years.
And it's not overly long still. It's
doesn't
only
feel like
3.5 minutes. It does feel like they could probably have chopped that last verse off, maybe. Just a thought. And also credited on here, not just the four Beatles. Mal Evans is credited for the Hammond organ.
Yeah.
For the one single held note in the last... the last verse.
There you go. Good on you, Mel.
Well done, Mel. I think this is great. It does feel again like if you're Jane, this is like the 1-2. All right. Sorry. Just thanks for explaining it a bit further for me, Paul. How are you feeling? I think this is fine. I don't think this is anywhere near as good as the other Rubber Soul song, but I think it's good. It's nice.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Wow. Okay. Well, we've got four kind of different quirky songs to choose from. Now we've got to choose which one is going to go through to the next round. And Rob, would you like to kick things off?
I am putting in a vote for "I'm Looking Through You."
Right. That's it.
That's it.
Okay. Well, I'm not. Sorry.
I bet I know where you're going.
I think because it's underrated and shows their amazing ability to sing together and create magic more than most Beatles songs.
But can it win the Beatles World Cup, Jono? This is an argument you've used on me before.
Who knows? At least all four of them are on it.
Touche.
Lisa, I'm assuming so. Are there drums and because? Is Ringo?
Well, no, I don't think there are.
Oh. Wow.
He might be on a keyboard or something.
Maybe there's a maraca or some kind of thing. No, I think it has to be because. I think I'm Looking Through You absolutely great. But I don't know. This just feels a little bit more like it's different. They're pushing themselves and I like it. I want to listen to it more.
So okay. Okay.
So there we go. Okay. Well, we know how we do this. We play heads or tails when we have a disagreement. Not really disagreement, just a differing of opinions. Each week we flip a coin. It's not heads or tails. It's John or Paul. So we've got a random button here, a random sound, which I will press. And if it's one or the other, we choose the song based on that. So, Rob, who would you like to choose this week?
I would like to choose John.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So if it's John, it's I'm Looking Through You. If it's Paul, it's because. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Okay. See, I want to just try and do one quiet verse, one loud verse, and then that's it, really.
Sorry, Rob. Sorry.
I can't believe we're consigning that to the dustbin.
It sits snugly alongside Savoy Truffle.
Yeah.
But because sit next to Blackbird, doesn't it? So that's good.
That's true.
In some way. We've got four more songs. Congratulations, because, by the way, sorry, just a little round of applause. We have four more songs to pick randomly out for next week. Rob, get your notebook ready. We're getting into it. Here we go.
All right.
And I quite would like it if we had like another week where we had quite disparate songs on order. Because it was quite a good mixed up week this week. Okay, here we go. Let's dig into the bag.
See what you can pull out.
Number one is Kansas City. Hey, 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 hey.
The medley. Okay. to a good start, Jono.
Yep. Yeah, getting better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is.
Ooh, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Reprise.
The Reprise. Oh, okay.
And this is a mixed up week. Yellow Submarine.
No. Beautiful. Oh, my God. Okay.
Excellent. Hey, if you'd like to get in touch, you can email us thebeatlesworldcup@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @BeatlesWorldCup. And you'll be able to vote this week on whether you think that we made a terrible decision. I'm saying we. It's now collective responsibility on these, Rob. Sorry.
Right. Okay.
So if you think we got it right, go on and vote and let us know what you think. It'd be lovely to get your feedback. And of course, if you'd like to rate and review us on your podcast app, that would be amazing too.
It would. Yeah.
If you could. Every little bit helps. So yeah, cool. We will see you next week for Heat 15 of the Beatles World Cup.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.